Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Buddy's gonna catch J.P. Spielman, 75 yards and a touchdown.
This is the Greggeth and Hook Show.
I think expectations have been way too low in Lincoln for way too long. And having expectations was just kind of life around here.
With your hosts, Nick Greggeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks. Again, I am Bill Hooks, sitting next to Willie J. Love the intro. The doctor is parking, by the way.
Okay.
I just texted him and said, hey, we're going to play your intro without you. And he texted me, parking.
Okay. It's always an odd move, but I thought it was the right move.
I wonder if it's like a doctor's office. Like, you're in there and he's going to park but not be in for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
Hope not. He'll be here.
He'll be, like, running through the front door.
Yeah.
Here shortly. Welcome back in. Thanks for listening today. You still got a lot of time to get in the show still. We got a full hour ahead of us. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter at ESPN Hooksy. At Willie J's On Air. The new Twitter handle for Willie J. Still another chance to win Boot Zoo tickets coming up.
That's right.
Still another chance for movie tickets.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. You can call in, ask Dr. Dane Todd questions, as we will. There, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Stealthy move in.
There he
super
is.
Super stealth.
Super stealth.
I'm super sneaky. Like that train that was parked in front of me for like 10 minutes. I was struggling there for a
it
minute.
It was probably Thew Malone's train or something.
I was desperately you searching up. A way around. Desperately.
I knew you'd be here.
I know.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not much, buddy. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired this morning, but we're getting through it.
You know, golf will do that too.
It did yesterday. Got
your Thursday golf will do that too.
Oh boy, oh boy. Nick asked me yesterday. He texted me like at 5:30. Hey, you want to come over and watch the Chiefs game? I said, boy, I am in no shape nor form.
Yeah. Right well, now. The question is Nick not here because of his boy Mahomes went down?
Oh baby, it could be.
Is that why?
It could
Did he call in for that? Is that what the deal was?
I don't know. He was here this morning and did the morning show. Then he.
Maybe he's too heartbroken still.
Yeah, he might be, or he just doesn't like us.
Wouldn't surprise me either way.
That's okay. Hey, I want to kick off. Yesterday, Scott Frost talked on his Sports Nightly talk show, and one of the things he talked about was, and Willie J and I talked about it, I was so surprised still to hear it. Maybe I shouldn't be, but he finally got a chance to talk about the Minnesota game, about there was a group of the guys that went up there ready to play and perform well. Mm-hmm. There was still another group that wasn't ready to play. Are you surprised that we're still a year later? Because I asked this to Willie J. I'm like, I've never been in my college career, went through changes like the university is going through. I never had a different coach.
Sure.
You did, right? Are you surprised that we're a year later? Because this all came culmination last year was a Northwestern game, right?
Right.
Is when they had this list out there of players and this and that, and Willie J brought up the word entitlement. Still, are you surprised we're still talking about it a little bit? And it sounds like to me Coach Frost is frustrated.
Yeah,
that he has to talk about this stuff,
and he should be frustrated by it at this point. You know, you have so few opportunities to play this game, right? And and there comes a day when you take off the helmet and never put it on again. That it's disappointing when not everybody is ready to go and excited to be playing potentially, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's always, there are varying degrees of ready to play, right, amongst everybody, right? Everything from knowing your assignments to recognizing different looks and reads and all the things that just come with being a good football team, and having experience versus minimal on-field experience, those sorts of things and the intangibles. But I think at the end of the day, everybody needs to at least be ready to go and compete And I think that's where he's frustrated. I think that he feels like there are guys who aren't competing and they're not putting forth the effort that is required.
I mean, it looked like
it
at point of that game.
Oh, yeah.
You go back and watch the tape, you can pick out kids that look like they weren't ready. Right. And Willie Jed brought that was cold. But, you know, we talked about when you're there, it's not cold.
I mean, it's no big deal.
I mean, whatever sport you play, like you talk about the kids, hockey, they're sweating profusely when they come off the rink. If you're up there and you're in the game, you're engaged. It gets warm really quick.
Oh, yeah. I played in that Big 12 championship game where it was 0 degrees and
snow. I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there in the
stands.
Do
you remember what that was like?
Dude, I walked in. That was my birthday, by the way. My wife, by the way, was like 7 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant. You walked into that deal. You were standing on snow and ice. That was cold.
Oh, yeah, it was cold.
But
I had no shirt on.
Yeah, no shirt on. But I'm telling you, even the stands, we were jumping around. It was still got warm for us.
Right.
But it was the most cold game I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, yeah. No, it was bad.
You couldn't sit down.
Right.
Because the seats were so cold.
And the thing is that using the weather as an excuse never flies for me, right? You play football in the rain, in the mud, in the snow, in the cold, when it's 100 degrees outside and 115 on the turf. You just play. Right, it doesn't change the game. It's still the game. It's still the same snap count. It's still the same play calls. It's still you lining up against somebody else and punching them in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so it's a little disappointing to, you know, I think people put way too much emphasis on, oh, it's going to be cold, therefore we're not going to show up to play. No, yeah, if you're standing on the sideline for the entire game and you're a guy who's never going to get in, wear an extra shirt, right, and keep moving. But
do the things you're supposed to do to be ready.
Exactly. The guys who are in the game, you're warmed up and you're going and you're playing. And honestly, if you are in the game and actually playing, and what you're thinking about is how cold you are versus what your job is on that play, then you're not ready to play.
Mm-mm.
You're not ready to play because you're more concerned about other things than playing football.
Yeah, absolutely. Some other ones I want to ask you about, because I think these are, to me, when I read into these, Coach Frost, we've always said that he tells you a lot without saying it out there. Because I think when his comments, I'm sure in practice they talk to certain individuals and you're looking at them when you're talking to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know who it is. I thought this was a telling one, too. He talked about leaders, being leaders and leadership. One of the keys is it's hard to be a leader if your guys don't want to follow. The majority of our team does, but maybe not everyone. The leader needs to continue to improve. We just need good teammates, not just good leaders. Is he calling people out in this statement saying you're not being a good teammate right now?
Yeah, for sure he is. He's basically, what he's trying to say is there are individuals on the team who are more worried about the individual than the team. Because that's exactly how it goes. It is very difficult to lead people who have no interest in following and no interest in getting on the same page and doing the same things. I played football with guys like that.
I was going to ask you that. Did you have teammates like that?
Yeah.
And then what was the process? Because that is a peer-to-peer situation at this point, right?
Right.
Because your captains are an extension of your coaching staff.
Right.
They're the liaison between the two. If you have issues, you usually go to your captain. Your captains go to position coaches or Coach Frost.
Right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is that process like when you say, okay, as a captain group, we pinpointed a couple of guys.
Right. It's hard. It's hard to get guys who are in that mindset out of that and back on board. And it's the whole process involves getting them to realize that, guess what? Things get better for you as an individual when things are better for us as a team. Everybody points at Alabama like they're this, you know, massive juggernaut, right? That the only reason they're so good is because their players are incredible, right?
Yep.
And there's some truth to that,
yeah, there
right?
There's some truth. But
at the
not
same
obviously.
Time, how many of their players see the field for the first time meaningfully when they're in their fourth or fifth year at that program, right?
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, not every one of those Alabama players who gets drafted turns out to be some NFL all-pro player, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they turn out to find, they find out is that, guess what? Some of those guys aren't quite as good as we thought they were, but they're surrounded by everybody else who's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see a bunch of kids getting recruited off of high school teams that are 0-12.
Yep.
Right? There may be some incredible football players on those teams and some incredible athletes, but nobody's paying attention, because if you're losing football games constantly, it's hard to be effective and play well. And so if not everybody is on the same page and moving forward, that's not what happens. Look at the Heisman Trophy. Okay, mm-hmm. The Heisman Trophy is basically no longer the best player in college football. It's the best quarterback on the best team is what it boils down to, right? Nine times out of ten, that's what it is. Right? We're talking about Joe Burrow and Tua and great players, right? Is Joe Burrow in the conversation if he's putting up these same numbers but LSU has lost four games?
No, he's not,
right? So it's the whole team. If the whole team gets together and starts playing well, guess what? What happens is those guys who are a little more concerned about individual accolades and individual accomplishments and what am I going to do to get to the next level, all of a sudden those next steps get easier for them.
So the one thing, should we be surprised? Because I was a little frustrated when I was hearing some of this stuff. Should I not be as frustrated, or is this just a part of that tedious process that we have to get through?
It's a tedious process.
To weed out.
It's a process you have to get through to get individuals out. And I'll be honest with you, once in a while you get stuck with guys who won't make the change. They just can't do it. They're just not wired that way. They're not going to do it. And part of that involves getting rid of those guys, mm-hmm. right? And even if they're great players, right? Even if they're contributors on the team, unfortunately, at some point, you have to cut ties with them because it brings everybody else down. Because the second things don't go right for guys like that, they're on the sideline causing problems for everybody else, right? Because then they're moping around. They're not following instructions. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it just bleeds out into everything around them.
Again, we're talking to Dr. Dane Todd here on Nebraska Sports and Orthopedic in the house. One more I'll give you on the nightly show that Scott Frost talked about, that again, maybe I just got frustrated with it because of some, and I'm not doubting this. I believe God, Frost and staff is the staff for us. Mm-hmm. I truly am all in still. I booked it earlier. We're going to go to a bowl game. I'm booking it. We're going to a bowl game. I think we'll make it. That's going to be important. I'm going to ask you about that later on today as mm-hmm. well. He had this comment, and it was about the scheme, right? He said, when things aren't going as well as you want them to, you start questioning everything. Usually as a coach, you want to question and keep improving. But doubting and changing what you do is usually the worst thing that you can do. We know our schemes on both sides work. They've worked for a long time. And my comment was, then show me.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
You're exactly right.
You, me, and Nick, and Willie J have talked about this for like 5-6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it looks like they've changed who they are.
Yeah.
They've started to doubt maybe it's personnel, or they're trying to fit packages with what's going on and not just being fast.
Yeah.
I think they've gotten away from who they are.
Right. They're not as dynamic as they were last year, right? Mm-hmm. It's not as explosive on offense as it was. Yeah, we threw a ton of interceptions and, you know, had a bunch of fumbles and made a ton of mistakes last year, right? That mm-hmm. hurt us in a lot of bad situations. But at the same time, it felt like there was more, I don't know, looseness. They were playing a little freer, especially towards the end of the year, than they have been thus far this year. And I think what we were all kind of counting on was some of that end of the year kind of scheme and plays and just building upon that, as opposed to what we've had this year, and that's a lot less of that. And yeah, a lot of it may have to do with the timing and other issues, and then of course Adrian gets hurt and that doesn't help the cause, right? But then we lost Stanley Morgan, who's a big playmaker, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you can't hang your hat on, oh, because so-and-so is gone from last year.
It's next man, no excuses, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like there's no other athletes and players on this team. It's just that we got to get them going.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's take a break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk injuries. There was one last night in the football game that we can discuss.
Yeah, buddy.
And then not specifically what's going on with our quarterback, but maybe this type of injury and how long and what different grades they are
sure.
of those types of things. But we'll talk that much more after the break.